Okay, great. Well, y'all have this report that finds most Americans are leaving crucial legacy decisions up in the air. Can you tell me a little bit about the report? What's going on here?
Absolutely. According to our Leaving the Legacy survey from July of 2019, 3 out of 4 Americans, regardless of age, income, or worth, believe everyone benefits from legacy strategy, and that's much higher than we expected. However, in contrast, the fact that only 24% or 1 out of 4 Americans have taken the most basic steps for creating a legacy strategy, which that step would just be designating beneficiaries on their accounts. They're not doing that, and it's a massive disconnect. And it shows that there's something that's preventing us from wanting to take that step.
Yeah, these numbers are staggering. When I saw 34% for millennials and Gen X, and then only 38% for baby boomers, what are the reasons why people aren't designating beneficiaries?
That's a great question. You know, there's a lot of different reasons, and the study didn't go into all of them, but I think it would be safe to say that cost is one. We're living busy, busy lives, but also who really wants to talk about their mortality? I think as we age, that becomes more and more important for us, but it really puts you into control of what happens in the future. And it's not just about your financial assets. If you have minor children, dependents, if you want to be in control of your own healthcare decisions, it's really important to have that in place. And for those that want to be private with their transition, the process for probate is not that. It's very public and it's time consuming. It can be expensive for your relatives to take care of. And it can even be a moment in time where someone can challenge your will if you go through that probate process.
Yep, I've done that, been there. All right. Well, what would you like our listeners to know most about this? Do you have any advice on some things they need to know how to get started? In this, it says just simply having starting that conversation.
Absolutely. I think there are some basic steps that Americans can take. First and foremost, designate beneficiaries or update them on your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Use your financial advisor as your quarterback, that they can sit down, review the accounts with you, and if necessary, get you to an attorney that they know, like, and trust and can refer you to, so that you can get all of the proper documents in place, so that you have a plan. There's a great resource on our website, edwardjones.com/legacy, that has a step-by-step process for anyone that is looking for some other information. And then lastly, I say communicate with your family what your wishes are. And that was really important for our family. Unfortunately, my sister passed away a few years ago, and she had some very key things that she wanted to happen. And so because we had that conversation beforehand, we were able to execute that once she was gone. And I think it's important to know that only half of beneficiaries truly feel confident that they know how to carry out an estate plan of a loved one, even though statistics say that about 80% of families have type of conversation and aren't worried about the transition. So I think it's important to use your financial advisor as the quarterback, and Edward Jones is available to help if you need someone local. Our website can get you there.